Next item on the agenda is public comments. Those are those items that are not on the agenda, which will afford the public the opportunity to speak to the commission. Who's first? Kent? Come on down. Carr, good to have you here, sir.
Good to be here, sir. My name's Kent Carr, owner of Kent Carr Seafood. Here's a little placard, something I'd like to just pass across the board real quick, not take a whole lot of time, but we were a member of the Oyster Institute of North America in 1958.
Let's see that.
And here's a record book of the price of oysters in 1957 that my grandfather had, and the crew, taxes, and Social Security. Very interesting to my part. Very proud of my dad being in the Oyster business as long as he has.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Ken, go ahead, sir.
All right. I'm an oyster buyer, planter, harvester, shell stock shipper, and agricultural farmer. Fourth generation in the Carr family in the oyster business. We're a member of the Oyster Institute of North America in 57. Mr. Ballard was the president of the association then. I attend the replenishing meetings. Dr. Jim Weston just about all of them. And Commissioner Board, I have one issue I'd like to discuss, and that's the oyster season ends in December. And all my life, oyster season has been the months with R in them. And basically, to make something short, I'm paying my bills working, and the season closes the end of this month. And I'm here to ask if we can get the season extended until the end of March for dredging down James River. Some of the reasons why, they're leaving shaft tonguing open, but those oysters have grown so thick and so bunchy that they're snappy. And dredge oysters are more fat and plump, and they're better for the market. Right now, it's a lot of competition in the Gulf and Maryland and all around, and we can't compete with the snappy tonged oysters. And I feel that we need to have our oyster season extended until the end of March, like it usually is, because it's not as many boats working as it was 2 years ago. I wasn't there last year because I was taking cancer treatments. And it's about half, in my opinion, of the boats dredging. And it's a good supply. It's not a big supply of oysters, but I consider myself a better oysterman than most of the rest of them because I have pride in what I do. But last week, I caught my limit every day of 8 bushels. And if the season closes at the end of December, January, February, and March, I don't have much to do. And I would very well ask if y'all could extend it. I don't think the ground is being overworked. I think the ground needs to be kept worked. That way the shells don't sink down and disappear by working them, that keeps them up. And closer to the season where the oysters get spats, which spats on the shells to replenish, if we keep working it, the shells will be that much cleaner when it's time for the spats to set on them, where if we stop working them now, it gives them 3 months to scurf over. That's basically all I have to say, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kent. Let me see. Mr. Travelstead, do you, Dr. Weston, want to comment on that? I know we've got a letter from Mr. Kellum requesting something similar in nature. I've got my copy. Thanks. Neat. Yeah, man.
We have a similar request from Kellum Seafood. Thomas Kellum faxed us a letter yesterday requesting that a public hearing be held at the January meeting, at which point we could discuss the potential reopening of the James River hand scrape areas during the months of February and March. That would be the normal procedure that we would use to go through this. Mr. Carr is, I guess, asking for emergency procedures here today to keep the season going through allow it to continue immediately after the normal end at the end of December. And so the issue is whether or not an emergency exists. We don't think it does. There was obviously opportunity available to industry to come to your last meeting, which was just a few weeks ago, and ask for a public hearing here today, which no doubt you probably would have approved, at which point you could have been making the decision here today, going through the normal regulatory process. Now we have to wait until the end of January to hold that public hearing. The problem with making an emergency decision today is that it doesn't allow all the parties with an interest in this matter to be heard. Obviously, industry, or at least portions of industry, are in favor of continuing the season, but making a decision today doesn't allow staff time to evaluate it. It doesn't allow you an opportunity to hear from the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, any of the environmental groups who might have an interest in this matter, and any other members of the public who are unaware that this is even being discussed here today. So while the decision ultimately may be to reopen the season in February, it's difficult to tell you that's absolutely will be the case at this point in time. And so we would recommend that you support Mr. Kellum's request for a public hearing to be held at the January meeting, at which time we could have a good discussion of this and determine whether or not we can continue the season in February and March.
Any questions of Jack? Okay.
It was last year.
Any comments? Mr. Tankard?
Well, it just seems to me that we've adopted some guidelines or a strategy, I should best say. And, I just don't know if we should second guess our strategy at this point at all, to be frank about it.
Okay. Further comment?
I would move that we set a public hearing to reopen the James River dredge seasons for the months of February and March.
Public hearings for next month, next commission meeting. Is there a second? Is there a second to Mr. Hollick's motion?
Second
by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? Ken, I think Mr. Travels did make some good points. I will tell you right ahead of time, unless there's science to the opposite, I think you've got a good idea here. We'll keep an eye on it, and we'll go from there. We'll have the public hearing next month. Take a look at it. Thank you, and I look forward to seeing you after Christmas. You got it. Thanks, Kent. Have a good holiday. Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next? Public comment. Next item on the agenda is public hearing of Midminster Regulation 4 VAC 60, 20-620, pertaining to summer flounder. Mr. Grist. While you're doing that, also, last month,